Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is March 17th, 2013. A happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there. Did that sound more Scottish or more Irish? I gotta keep working on my accents. Well, the title of today's podcast is Bang Your Head. No, it is not about hangovers from too much green beer on St. Paddy's Day. No, today we will be talking about migraine headaches. The case presentation is a 39-year-old woman well known to your emergency department. She has a long history of migraine headaches and presents in her usual way. A one-sided headache, pounding in nature, associated with nausea, and photophobia. There's nothing to suggest anything other than her typical migraine headache. You treat her successfully with IV fluids, DHE, and metoclopramide. She is feeling much better and is ready for discharge. As some background information, more than 10% of people, yes, 1 in 10, suffer from migraine headaches, with women being twice as likely as men. This condition represents a significant source of both medical costs and lost productivity. Direct costs are estimated at approximately $17, say it with me, billion dollars a year. There are also indirect costs of about $15 billion a year, mainly due to missed work. Up to half of patients presenting to the ED with their migraines will, quote, bounce back, end of quote, to the ED within a few days. Dexamethasone has been tried in randomized control trials to prevent bounce backs. Giuliano et al. Did a good review on this topic in Postgraduate Medicine last year, and I'll include a link in the blog. So the question for today's podcast on Bang Your Head is, can dexamethasone prevent migraine patients from bouncing back to the ED in the next few days? Our reference for this is by Coleman et al., and it is called Parental Dexamethasone for Acute Severe Migraine Headaches, a Meta-Analysis of Randomized Control Trials for Preventing Recurrence, and this was in the British Medical Journal. The population was adult patients with acute severe migraine headaches, meaning, quote, reasonable criteria, end of quote, to distinguish migraines from other non-migraine headaches. Seven studies were included in the meta-analysis, with a total population of study subjects of 738. The intervention was the parental dexamethasone in conjunction with the acute abortive therapy, and the dosing was variable for the dexamethasone. The control was placebo, and the outcome, well, the primary outcome was recurrence of migraine within 24 to 72 hours of treatment. They had secondary outcomes, which were pain relief on a 10-point visual analog score, visual analog scale, and adverse reactions. So the main results, well, when they looked at the primary outcome, recurrence of migraine within 24 to 72 hours, the relative risk reduction was 0.74. with a 95% confidence interval of 0.6 to 0.9. So it did reduce the recurrence of migraine if you use dexamethasone. It gave a number needed to treat of 9. The secondary outcome was pain relief, and on the 10-point visual analog scale, there was a mean difference of 0.37. So there was a reduction on the pain score of 0.37. and the number needed to treat was not calculated. With regards to adverse events, they were able to include 6 trials with an N of 626, and patients treated with dexamethasone were more likely to have some dizziness, a relative risk of 2.15, but they were less likely to have nausea with a relative risk of 0.70, or other adverse events, relative risk equals 0.5. Well, what's all this mean? How do we put the main results together here? Well, the authors did that by their conclusions when they stated, quote, when adding standard abortive therapy for migraine headaches, single dose parental dexamethasone is associated with a
26%.
Relative risk reduction in headache recurrence, and a number needed to treat equal to 9 within 72 hours. End of quote. Well, how did we view this? How did the best evidence of emergency medicine, the Beam Dream team, what were their comments on this? Well, the review discusses the epidemiology and burden of migraine illness on healthcare systems and emergency departments. It also illustrates the potential public health and economic benefits of reducing these visits. Recurrent migraines is the second most common therapeutic goal. Of course, after you treat their pain, it is a valuable endpoint from both the patient and physician's viewpoint to prevent these bounce backs. Dexamethasone represents a cheap and easy medication to administer parenterally. Its relative risk reduction in early recurrence of migraines of 26%, yes, one quarter, with a number needed to treat of 9. There were no significant adverse events, and dexamethasone is readily familiar to most emergency physicians. Yeah, I know what dex is. There were some limitations with this review. I mean, what was, quote, reasonable criteria to distinguish migraines from other headache types? The authors really didn't describe this well. Was it the International Headache Society for criteria for migraine? I don't know. And there was a failure to reference the consort guidelines for reporting studies. Now, I'm going to bring that up further in the EBM, or evidence-based medicine, teaching point. There was also no assessment for publication bias, and I believe we've talked about this before. It's nice to see a funnel plot in the report, just to see if there was any publication bias. We know that positive results tend to get published, and the negative results tend to get shoved in the bottom of our research drawers. Regardless of these limitations, this review provides information that should help emergency physicians treat patients more effectively and reduce early recurrence of migraine attacks and ED visits. So now back to that sneaking in the evidence-based medicine point. I wanted to talk about the consort statement. And the consort statement stands for Consolidated Standards of Reporting Trials. This was an initiative trying to address the problems of inadequate reporting of randomized clinical control trials. Now, the consort statement consists of a checklist of 25 items to standardize the way authors report clinical trial findings. This consort statement allows for transparency, critical appraisal, and interpretation of the study. It also includes a flow diagram to show what happens to all the participants in the trial. If you want to learn more about consort statements and some of the other evidence-based medicine limitations in this study, you can always go to the Washington University Emergency Medicine Journal Club website. Yes, I've mentioned this journal club before. It was started by Captain Cranium himself, Dr. Chris Carpenter. They did a great job at looking at this particular literature and can provide a more in-depth analysis than this short podcast can provide. Well, what's the Beam bottom line? If you've got a patient who you've successfully aborted their migraine attack, a single parenteral dose of dexamethasone of more or equal to 15 milligrams will significantly reduce early recurrences with a number needed to treat of 9 and no significant side effects. So the case resolution today? Well, you discuss dexamethasone treatment with the patient in a shared decision-making process. She decides, yeah, it is worth trying a dose of 15 milligrams of dexamethasone IV to see if it'll prevent her from having a recurrence of her headache. And you plan to go check and see if she re-presents in the next week. Well, the Keener contest from last week was Glenn Patow, P-A-E-T-O-W. I hope I said that correctly, Glenn. Congratulations. He correctly identified Wagner's grading scale for diabetic foot infections in our last episode called Bad to the Bone, discussing osteomyelitis. Glenn will be receiving his cool, skeptical prize for being so keen. The Keener contest this week, metoclopramide can have a well-recognized side effect. What is that well-recognized side effect that we as emergency physicians worry about, and how is it treated? If you know the answer to this Keener contest, then please send me your answer to thesgem@gmail.com. Use Keener contest in the subject line, and the first one to email me back the correct answer wins this week's Keener contest. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Have a great St. Patrick's Day, everyone, and talk with you next week.